Before we begin, I just wanted to add a little disclaimer that Gosh Darn Hippie Show is not affiliated with Cartoon Network, Warner Brothers, or Hanna-Barbera, nor are we profiting from this episode. We're just a bunch of goofy nerds who really love Scooby-Doo. Now on to the parody.
Hippy-dippy-doo, where are you? We've got some songs to spin now. Hippy-dippy-doo, where are you? It's time to play those discs now. Come on, hippy-doo, I hear you messing with your levels. It sounds good to me, trust in me. The show is going to sound swell. You know you've got these 45s to go, so hippie, you be ready for your show. Let it flow. And then the oracle will tell your future right here on your radio. Holy crow! Hippy dippy doo, here are you, queuing up that record. We're all tuning in, hippy doo. Now play that groovy song chord.
Hello and welcome to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. I'm your host, DJ Hippie. Our theme song for this episode is courtesy of TV's Cal from Cartoon Network. So thank you very much for a very special intro for our very special Halloween show.
Thanks, Kyle!
And we're in for a real treat, lovely listeners. We're broadcasting from my cousin's farm, which so happens to be the local farm of our little community. And it's a huge celebration because a brand new haunted hayride just opened up.
Yeah, I already rode it 12 times.
12 times? But it hasn't even officially started yet.
Well, I definitely rode in a cart full of hay with a guy in a ghost costume.
I feel like I should be concerned here.
As you should, hippie.
Oh, hi, Cousin Clementine. Wait, why? What's going on?
As it turns out, the farm actually is haunted.
It is?
It is?
It is. The reason the hayride hasn't started yet is because some ghostie keeps scaring these good folks away before we can even open. And it's definitely not one of ours. It's been stealing all of our props and scaring everyone here out of their wits. Not that I'm scared or anything.
Hey, hippie, maybe we should just leave and broadcast from the studio. I don't want to be haunted to death.
Guys, there's no such thing as ghosts, and I'm going to prove it. We're going to figure out what prankster is scaring off Clementine's visitors.
This is why you're my favorite cousin.
I'm your only cousin.
My favorite all the same.
While we start our investigation, we have our first song. It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Science Fiction Double Feature.
Oh, You're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, one urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pairs of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're ravishing. Wherever did you dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby-dooby-dooby-dooby, green hair for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hatpin of batskin, and 3 scraps of kneecaps. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
That was The Coolest Little Monster by John Zacherle in the Alan Parsons Project with Telltale Heart playing for you here on That Got Starred Hippie Show, broadcasting from Clementine Farms, where the new haunted hayride has just opened up. Or at least it would be open if someone pretending to be a ghost wasn't scaring away all my cousin's visitors. But I think I found our first suspect.
Yeah, fess up and just admit your crimes, you dirty, awful, no good
Oracle.
Oh, sorry.
I certainly do not do anything of the sort.
But you're literally the only Hayride performer that hasn't been scared away.
That's because I'm not an amateur like the rest of these so-called actors. This is why I, the great actor Pepper, was meant for much bigger things.
Bigger things?
Can't you tell? I was obviously meant for Broadway. Ahem. To be or not to be? That is the question. Feed me, Seymour, feed me now. Memory all alone in the...
This is very interesting and all, but...
More like amazing, spectacular, inspiring, bravo, bravo!
And that is what makes me a great actor, unlike the others who ran away. But I'll show them all that I was meant for greater things. I'll show them all.
And you're sure you didn't scare them away?
Do you have any proof I did such a thing?
Well, no.
Then I'll be on my way. Just go back to playing your silly songs, disc jockey. I'll be in my trailer.
Well, that went nowhere, man.
Don't worry. We just have to keep up our investigation. While we split up and look for clues, we're going to take a quick break. Don't worry, we'll be right back after these messages.
Here on That Gosh Darn Hippie Show, we take pride in our wide variety of music. Come, sample our delicious in-store made vanilla fudge. Our homegrown Moby grapes. And Chuck Berries. And of course, our freshly baked bread.
Down on my knees.
Don't forget to wash it all down with a fresh cup of cream.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
That Gosh Darn Hippie Show has everything you need for a balanced diet of rock and roll.
Unfortunately, during our break, we haven't found too many new clues.
Yeah, being a detective is harder work than I thought. Maybe we should sit down for a bit.
Oracle, what was that?
I think it's a hat.
Well, it was a hat. It looks like a straw hat, though. Maybe it belongs to Cousin Clementine?
Not mine, cuz. However, it could be Porker's hat.
Porker? Who's that?
Oh, he's from the farm down the road. He fancies himself my rival, but...
You fool! I am your rival!
So if you're her rival...
Not my rival.
Why are you even here?
Always good to keep up with the competition.
But we aren't even the same kind of farmers. I grow produce and you keep animals.
And if you're Clementine's rival...
Please stop calling him that.
That means you have a motive for scaring away all my cousin's customers.
I did nothing of the sort.
Well, we found your hat by the haunted hayride entrance.
It's named my hat.
Well, do you know who it belongs to?
I didn't know, but it's named mine. Just you wait till I beat this little farm at the local county fair.
We're not even in the same category.
You got that right.
Okay, then. So while we're trying to find more leads on who's doing this, we have The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati by Rose and the Arrangement. Coming up next on our Gosh Darn Hippie Show's Halloween special.
Don't touch that dial. I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seems, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. And hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered, and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with fangs. Frankenstein gives me the shakes, and Count Dracula driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch he just chewed up a suburb or two, and for dinner he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch, sorry about that.
But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroaches at Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. You will never be taught. The cockroaches at Cincinnati.
Every single day. remember it right. And we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street, it was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
"You are the living metal and now you must die."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, "Hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real." I said, "Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to
I'll
sleep,
talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Jeff! 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 Jeff!
That was a Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff with Nightmare on My Street, as a double request from Stephen of Ohio and Tyrone of California. We also had Oingo Boingo of Dead Man's Party before that. Now about this mystery,
Ugh! Why is investigating so hard? It looks so easy in cartoons.
Well, we're not even halfway into the show, so I think we're doing pretty... Oof.
Oh, sorry there.
Oh, it's no problem. Hey, wait. I thought all the visitors were hiding inside while we investigated the ghost mystery.
Well, I had to use the outhouse. That's all.
Oh, okay. That totally makes sense.
Now, if you'll just excuse me, I'll be on my way.
Oh, wait, you just dropped a $100 bill?
Keep it. I don't worry about the small change.
Wow! Thanks, mister!
What kind of a person just drops $100 bills and not care about it? I mean, I know money can't buy you love and all, but...
$100? That can get me so much! Oh, maybe I can get that Radical Deluxe Japan Edition Aloha surfboard. Or maybe that Beach Boys box set I've had my eyes on. Oh, I know! A giant pickle and onion ice cream sundae! One bigger than my face. No, two faces. Maybe three?
Well, it's about that time we're supposed to take a break anyway. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm definitely going to get that pickle and onion ice cream sundae.
I am autistic. I work, I play, I have dreams and goals. I can speak for myself. I need help, but doesn't everybody? You've probably heard things about autism that make you nervous, but not all of what you've heard is true. Why don't you get to know me and learn the facts about autism? Learn more at AutismAcceptanceMonth.com.
Hello, this is DJ Hippie, letting you know that you can listen to this episode and many others on demand on Mixcloud.com/DJ Hippie. And for our special Halloween episode, we're also uploading an extended version of Mixcloud only. Just remember that's Hippie with an IE and not a Y.
Presenting the further adventures of everybody's favorite hero, the man who is faster than lightning, stronger than steel, smarter than a speeding bullet. It's Super Grover!
Hello there! I am Grover! And you're listening to That Sweet Hippie Show with DJ Hippie! Yes? Is that all? Okay, thank you.
I just can't piece these clues together. Both Pepper and Porker seem to have good motives for trying to scare away my cousin's customers. But what was up with that hat? And not to mention that weird guy we ran into before the break. Hey, Oracle, can you try using what we have so far for a prediction?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot, boss. Just let me tap into my intuition. Hey, dude! I'm the Oracle, And this is my segment, The Oracle Oracle, here to tell your distinct future. This week's horoscope is for Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus, I think it's time you and I had a serious talk about Halloween safety. I'm here to talk to you about a topic that you've probably never even considered. People hide dangerous things in your candy.
I thought putting razor blades in candy was just an urban legend.
Razor blades? What? No, I was talking about silver. See, fear of creatures of the night can lead people to be a bit paranoid. They stock up on wooden stakes, surround their homes with salt circles, and they're never seen without their secret weapon against vampires or werewolves, silver. They don't understand that they're decent people, just like you and me, so they put silver in their candy. So if you're a werewolf or a vampire that's going trick-or-treating, make sure to double-check your candy before you eat it. And if you're not a creature of the night, make sure to check any candy that you give to your werewolf or vampire friends.
I feel like we've gotten away from the original plan of this whole divination thing.
Yeah, probably. This has been the Oracle. Oracle, bringing you the best and possibly not the best horoscopes to your ears. Thanks for listening, dude.
Well, it was worth a shot. It's the Beatles and Maxwell Silver Hammer coming up next.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer came down upon her head. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the pool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. 50 times I must not be so But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver. We'll be right back. world stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery say he must go free. The judge does not agree and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver.
Shadows, we gonna be rocking all night. Turn magic. Touching old magic. Touching old magic. We call it Halloween.
Take the stars in your hand.
Don't be afraid of the night. Tell the old familiar story. Mystery burning bright. Let the magic shine inside you. Let the darkness have low. Let the innocence survive. Let the wonder serve to make you bold. Touching old magic. Touching old magic.
Slender enchantress I'd met in the Casbah, when her green eyes first met mine, I was overwhelmed with her. Well, we danced all night to the tango, and she lured me with her charms. As the band played, how I prayed awaken in her arms. But when I howled at the moon, I knew that something was wrong. She had me in a spell, and I knew it wouldn't be too long before I'd end up here in a prison cell. While we danced, she swayed like a cobra. You could almost hear her hiss as her green eyes hypnotized. It was useless to resist. Well, she drove me home in her Jaguar, and she took me to her room. Though it all seemed like a dream, it was there I met my doom. But when I howled at the moon, I knew that something was wrong. She had me in a spell, and I knew it wouldn't be too long before I'd end up here in a prison cell.
That was Howl at the Moon by Clat 2 playing for you here on That Gostarn Hippie Show's Halloween special. Before then, we had Touching Old Magic from the Real Ghostbusters cartoon series as a request from Brieve, New Jersey. Despite no one asking for it, we also had Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Rap. So anyway...
Hey, all the people are running out of your cousin's farmhouse?
Wait, don't tell me that.
It's the ghost! It got into the house somehow!
It's coming!
Get out! Get out!
Run for it!
If we run inside now, we might be able to lock the ghost out.
Good idea. Okay, now what?
I don't know. I didn't think this far ahead.
Hey, what's this on the floor?
It looks like an envelope from another farm.
Oh yeah, some farming bigwig keeps sending me these letters. I don't really open them because they're just junk mail.
Wait, let me see that. Oh, jinkies, I think I figured out this mystery.
You have?
Yep, and I have a plan to catch who's doing this. We'll be right back after the break.
She brought me on my knees, da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, please, baby, please, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
Hey, Hippie, why do I have to be the bait again?
Because Clementine and I have to set the trap. Ugh! You almost got it, cousin?
Yeah, sure do. Aren't you back from your break, though?
Oh, shoot, you're right. Sorry about that, lovely listeners. We're just about to catch whoever's behind this ghost act.
I'm almost certain it's Porker. That guy's always starting issues when I just want to be left alone.
Shh, it's almost time for Oracle to do his part.
Here I am, out in the open and totally vulnerable. I sure hope that no ghosts are around to try and eat me. Do I really have to read this?
Just stick to the script.
All right. I would be completely defenseless if a ghost chose to haunt me. I were to be alone.
Weird.
Out here on
the ghost should have shown up by now.
Because
what are we doing wrong here?
Yippee!
Huh?
So the ghost is behind us.
Wait, what?
Run for it!
Don't have to tell me twice.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. If we're gonna have a chase scene, we need music.
What?
Cousin, what on this blue earth are you doing?
We might be being chased by a ghost, but I am a radio DJ first and foremost. As a request from Rania of Indonesia, is Satan's Holiday by the Lancasters coming up next.
Now can we run?
Yes, we can run. Cousin Clementine, help me release the trap.
On three. One, two,
three! Did we get him?
Looks like it.
Fantastic. Welcome back, lovely listeners. We just caught our suspect. Now let's see who this ghost really is.
But the CEO of Denby Farms?
The happiest farms on Earth?
Not so happy. Denby Farms is one of the largest factory farms in the world, and are known for driving smaller farms out of business and buying them up.
You mean he was trying to scare away my customers so he could take my property?
That's right. He's also probably the one who stole all the props and special effects from your haunted hayride to pull this off, too.
And this farm was prime real estate.
But how did you figure it out?
Well, the farmer's hat by the hayride hinted it was another farmer. And when he dropped that $100 bill earlier without caring, I knew something was off. It was when Cousin Clementine showed me that letter from Denby Farms asking her to sell that I realized who it was.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling disc jockeys.
And we can officially open up our haunted hayride, thanks to my favorite DJs in the whole world.
Aw, you're just saying that because you're family.
Oh, hippie, we're almost out of time for the show.
Guess we should wrap it up, then. To end our very spooky Halloween special, we're playing It's a Monster's Holiday by Buck Owens. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Haley Rosen Lunar Light Studio, Jared Harrell, Kyle Icarosa, Joey V, and Cassie B. And as a reminder, that Gastron Hippie Show is not affiliated with Cartoon Network, Warner Bros. Or Hanna-Barbera, nor are we profiting from this episode. We're just a bunch of goofy nerds who really love Scooby-Doo. Have a groovy weekend, this is DJ Hippie, signing out.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-vomit was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday.
Gotcha.
You've been listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. Comments by the host or guest do not represent the views of this radio station. Copyright 2019 by Kiki Willows.